This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Joining us to chat it out, River Island's guest line is our good friend Larry Beal, KGO. And we haven't talked to him in a while. Hey, Larry, how you been?
Aloha. It's been a while. I was listening to you guys while I was driving into the city to go to work. A spirited debate about last night's game. I just want to pose, you know, one hypothetical for you. Because everybody's freaking out because the Nuggets were so depleted with the Joker not playing and Jamal Murray not playing and Christian Brown not playing. If the Nuggets were at full strength and the Warriors lost the game, would you feel differently? Because obviously their effort wasn't there and their execution was even worse. So would you look at the whole situation differently? Because obviously they struggled with the Nuggets in the past.
Maybe to a degree, but the whole thing, this is for me, like last night was just a sloppy game. And I think you could burn the tape on that. I was sort of more focused on what was said after the game, which is you had that kind of bad effort, you lose a huge opportunity, and now you're bringing into conversation the idea that Steph Curry is exhausted and might need some time off. Right. To me, it's that combo that's the concern, not just the game itself. Dibs, I don't know how you'd answer that.
It's a little bit of the combo, but for me, it's more just the way they looked and the way Steph looked, because this is where the debates come from, Larry, because I could see where he looked exhausted. And his last five games, all at home, have been less than what we've seen when Jimmy had joined the team.
Yeah, no, I agree totally with you. And obviously, if you go back to the start of the season, and I don't remember if it was the preseason game where he was reaching in on a drive and messed up his thumb. Like, that's been an ongoing issue for months, and obviously he had the problems with both of his knees. And now you could see for the end of the game that we had on the air Saturday night, he was obviously favoring his side, or, you know, oblique, or his back. It's hard to tell what it is. So he's not right. He's not 100%. To me, the question is, you got to win as many games as you can down the stretch. You got Milwaukee tonight. If you rest Steph, you have a chance to have him healthier for the rest of the schedule. If you just keep running him into the ground game after game because we got to win, then, you know, you're going to get an exhausted Steph Curry going into the playoffs, and that's not ideal either. So, I mean, you know, you got to pick your poison in this case.
Larry Beal with us, and I'm looking at your last tweet of the night when watching that game, and here it is. Atrocious effort and decision-making, losing to a severely shorthanded Nuggets team.
Well, here's the thing. This drives me insane, and I talked to Steve about it, Kerr. That hook pass that Steph loves to throw, remove that from the arsenal, please. I mean, they were so careless with the ball. Not only that, I mean, while they were flinging the ball down the court and there's two Nuggets waiting to intercept it, the Warriors weren't getting back at all. I mean, it was like a layup line at the other end. And you can't have both of those things. You shouldn't have either of those things happening, but you certainly can't have both. And one of the things that we've noticed here, even during the winning streak, is, you know, for a while it was 12 turnovers a game, and that's really their target. And then it started to tick up to 14, 15, and then we get into 17, 18, and last night was 20. We're clearly trending in the wrong direction. And I think, you know, human nature leads to complacency because you think we got it rolling, everybody's feeling good, and Jimmy's here and all that. And you take your eye off the ball for, you know, for a game, and hopefully it's only a game, and they can get back on track. But I don't know if you've noticed this, Mark. Jimmy Butler, the past couple of games, to me, looks like he's trying to distribute the ball more than score.
Yes.
Like he's in the lane, and he can do whatever he wants, and he'll pass to the corner, and maybe if it's QP that hits a three or whatever, I want him to score.
Yeah.
Just like, yeah, and that has to happen tonight. That has to be, in my opinion, you know, because I'm undefeated at coaching in the NBA. Right. You guys know. 0-0. Jimmy has to be offensive-minded tonight. That's my personal feeling.
Yeah, I felt like last night was closer to what you're talking about with the 16 shot attempts, and he had 23, and part of that was born out of the fact that they weren't making their threes. But I look at tonight, Larry, and I see Giannis and in a different stature Dame Lillard, and I wonder about a Warrior team that couldn't guard anybody last night and really struggled on the glass. And it seemed like last night, beyond Steph looking tired, and you mentioned it, the careless turnovers with 20 in totality, felt like last night the Warriors got exposed with a couple of their weaknesses that are mostly permanent.
Yeah, I mean, size is always going to be an issue, and Steve believes that their best lineup is small, and so unless you can figure out how to manage that, I mean, Aaron Gordon was an absolute beast last night. I mean, 38 points. And it wasn't like it was all inside. He's shooting threes from all over the place. And, you know, Michael Porter Jr. is capable of getting hot. One of the things that people forget, and I know, like, everybody's, like, Warrior bashing and what's going on, and, you know, it's like panic time, all that stuff. One of the things that you got to remember is that the guys that are sitting at the end of the bench, let's say, you know, you got 15 slots, 13, 14, 15. We look at them and like, well, they're not necessarily relevant to what's going to decide the outcome of a game. Any one of those dudes, they're probably the best player on their college team. Any one of them could walk out onto any court in the G League and probably get 40 if they wanted to. So it's not like just like a bunch of scrubs that are sitting there. These guys are hungry because they don't get a chance to play because they're behind Jokic and Murray and all that. So these guys are, you know, they're out for blood. And they got it. And I think, you know, the Warriors were like, this is going to be, you know, no Joker. We're going to win this game. We're rolling. And then you get caught up, you know, and suddenly you're in a fight that you're desperate to try to win. And, but you know, the one, since we're talking about these turnovers and all this stuff, it drives me nuts. I have a phrase, by the way, when they turn the ball over that our whole sports department, they copy me all the time. I'm not going to say it out loud. But I was screaming at the TV last night. The end of the game, it's like 2 minutes left, something like that. Steph has a fast break. He's going right down the lane. And instead of just floating it up with a teardrop, he tries to lob to Kuminga, who's not really expecting it, and the ball goes sailing out of bounds. And Steve spent half the night saying, we don't need home run plays. We don't need home run plays. Just make the simple pass or shoot a layup. Like, I don't know. Sometimes it just gets, you know, it's perplexing. I'll put it that way.
Yeah, weird basketball game for sure, all the way around. Larry Beal, KGO, with us here. Willard and Dibs Glad to have him along here on the River Islands guest line. As we continue the conversation, we also have this breaking news. Brandon Pajemski is in officially tonight and in the starting lineup. So he goes right back into that spot, especially with Steph Curry out tonight. Larry, what's your take on the Warriors' ability to sort of maneuver in the playoffs if it's out of the play-in tournament? How urgent is it for them to stay away from that tournament?
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Very, 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 very urgent.
Yeah.
A lot of varies right there.
Yeah. But I think it also depends on who you match up against. Like, if they could lock down the sixth seed, and here's the crazy thing, and you guys were talking about it this afternoon, is, you know, if you lose tonight, you can drop to eighth. Anybody, the swings are crazy. If the Rockets were to finish third and the Warriors were to finish sixth, I think Golden State would be very happy with that matchup, because the Rockets haven't been in this situation since the Harden era. None of those players that are on the team currently have dealt with any kind of playoff pressure. So if you say 3-6, I'll take the sixth seed right now. It gets a little bit more complicated and problematic if the Nuggets are the three and nobody knows where anybody's going to end up. Who knows? I mean, the Clippers could go on a late run and climb up the standings. The West is just, it's a minefield to try to navigate.
And I do think that avoiding the play-in would give you the one thing that you need the most, and that's rest. And that's where, you know, Steph tonight, how bad the back is, hopefully not that bad, but he needs a little bit of rest, and you're getting into the dog days of the season and all that. But if they get a top six and they avoid the play-in, Larry, no matter who they go up against, and Mark and I both were saying Lakers and Denver, nobody wants OKC and the rest of it. Do you think that this team has a live chance at maybe doing something, winning a round or maybe two or more?
Yes, absolutely. And I obviously didn't feel that way pre-Jimmy Butler arriving with the team. I think they could make it to the Western Conference Finals if they are healthy, if Kuminga comes along and you know, they get favorable matchups, certainly. I mean, that's kind of what happened in 22. But, you know, as you guys know, the Warriors were extremely well-rested going into that playoff run, because they had a bunch of guys hurt. Like, Steph missed the last month of the season, so they were fresh. Now it feels like these guys are all on fumes, and I'm not sure whether they can kind of get gas back up again in time for a deep postseason run. I think they have the potential. The one thing I do like about JK, even though he's missed so many games, and I know Mark is fanatical about him finishing through contact, and I'm also screaming at the TV about that, but he has learned, I believe, along with Moody, they've watched Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler is a foul drawing master. even when he has like no reasonable shot at making a basket, he is able to somehow get his arms tangled up or throw his shoulder into a guy, and the next thing he's shooting two free throws. Moody is doing more of that now. JK is doing a little more of that now. And if Kuminga can really come on and get comfortable, I think they have a chance. I don't see this as a championship team. I still think they need at least another piece. But, you know, I don't think anybody wants to face this team in a best-of-seven series. I mean, they're just too scary. If Steph goes on a heater, you're in Cancun next week.
Yeah, no, I think that's a very fair take, but an interesting comment that they're still a piece away. How do they get that piece with the clock ticking as quickly as it is?
It ain't going to happen this year. I mean, I think you have to look at this as it's a 3-year project or 2.5-year project because Steph is under contract for the next 2 years. Obviously, they brought Butler in, assuming that you know he's going to be there. You've got Steph, obviously, Draymond, and the others, the younger players. They need to add. To me, I would like to see. Well, you know, it's like fantasy land here. Another guard who can score. And that's why the DeAnthony Melton injury earlier in the season just crushed them.
Yep.
Because he was perfect for what they do. And I would like, I know, and I've like been saying this for 10 years already, a big guy, a big, you know, like a physical big. I love Quentin Post. I mean, he's been a revelation. The fact that they drafted him at 52 and he's been this productive, nobody could have predicted that. But I would just like, you know, like the grit, the muscle, like a taller version of Draymond, if you will, without the extracurriculars. Just I mean, even somebody like you're not going to get OG Anunoby, but somebody like that, a physical presence that can get rebounds when you need it and can score inside and, you know, on and on and on. But I don't see that as being feasible in the next few weeks. You're just going to have to ride with what you got. And what they're riding with right now is pretty good. I mean, you know, we have to keep it in perspective. We tend to just go bananas when they lose. But, you know, realistically, you know, they're not going to run the table. We'll see what they do tonight. I don't know. I don't know who's guarding Giannis. That's going to be a problem.
Yeah, and I do think that last night kind of shined a light for me anyway on that, where you got out-rebounded by 15 and you had trouble guarding Gordon and Porter Jr. and the rest of them. But you're right, Larry. I mean, tonight's just one game. It feels like there's increased urgency with each and every game as we get further down the road. But I do think that that one piece might be Jonathan Kuminga. What have you made of his, not a meteoric ascent since returning from the injury, but just how you've seen him bouncing back from the ankle after missing more than 2 months?
I would not have imagined just by watching him in the past couple of games that he was out 2 months because of the ankle. To me, he looks very smooth and comfortable. And, you know, the one move that he has, he really needs to develop more in terms of his offensive arsenal, because we know he can jump out of the gym and he's a freakish athlete. He's got that one move in the lane where he turns and fades and fires. And he's pretty effective at that, but he needs to be able to do more and just be more crafty finishing around the basket a little bit more. And if he was able to do that, you know, and also his 3-point shot has not been there since he's come back. That's going to take some time. He's got to get, look, you can go out and play 20 minutes. That doesn't mean you're really in NBA shape. So he's got to get a little bit more run, but I agree with you. Kuminga is the giant X factor. If he plays well down these last 15 and they go into the playoffs with some steam, again, nobody wants to see this team in a first-round matchup.
Larry, you expect him to still go out there and win tonight?
It would not surprise me because, it just, you know, two nights ago, Jordan Poole hit this, like, 35-footer to beat the Nuggets. And you're looking at, like, the Wizards beat the Nuggets? What? And, you know, it's the same thing. It's human nature. Complacency sets in. Oh, no Steph Curry. Well, we're going to win tonight. We're, you know, that maybe that's what the Bucks are thinking. I guarantee you that Doc Rivers is right now saying, just because Steph is not playing, don't think this is an automatic win, because that's just human nature. So it would not shock me. I mean, they're going to have to build a wall to try to, you know, prevent Giannis from just, you know, going for 40 or something like that. And Dame is Dame. But, you know, this is not the Bucks championship team from a few seasons ago. And, you know, they're gettable, but part of it depends on, you know, how do the Warriors come out? Do they come out and is Jimmy Butler looking to attack? And same with Moody and these other guys, knowing that you're without your star player. To me, last night, I would hope would be a wake-up call for them to go, we got to bring it and stop with the ridiculous, you know, Purdy-like touchdown passes that keep getting intercepted.
Too soon, Larry, too soon.
Wow, caught a stray out there, Brock Purdy. By the way, before you go, you want to weigh in on Niners free agency?
Oh, geez.
Perfect. Yeah.
And that was not a bash at Brock Purdy. I'm just saying you don't have to chuck the ball all the way down to the other end of the court all the time.
Yeah.
And we can some other time we'll talk about free agents or lack thereof. To be honest, most of the guys they let go, I wouldn't be that concerned about.
Yeah.
Greenwood kills me. Mason, I don't understand at all. So I'm going to be very curious to see what Kyle and John have to say coming up towards the draft.
Aren't we all? Larry, great to have you on, man. Thank you.
Yeah, see you soon. I'll see you at Chase.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.